touched the golden morning in the hard towns I've roamed. But the winds of time are waiting for the crows outside the door. They know I've cheated death one time before. It was early Friday morning, in winter we set sail. Freddie Thorne and Myron Lennox hard against the rails. With the good winds of January swung against the bow, it seemed that I could almost keep them down. There's no one left on the tees now, though her ragged sails trapped the harbor. And there's old Mimi who is impotent by her spirit monster's bars. Close of day. I was 20 years a captain and old Thorny was my mate. But Lennox was a family man who never sailed before. Five children and a wife he left ashore. Brown's Bank was the first place that our heads touched the sea. Looking from the wheelhouse I saw Lennox smile at me. But then the winds come loose straight from hell they must have came. I heard Lennox screaming out my name. There's no one left on the tees now, though her ragged sails trapped the harbor gates. There's only me who was impotent, why are spirit monsters waters at the close of day? When I felt like a dead man, was the first wave crossed the bow. As the rigging started freezing, well, I started wondering how. Never live to see again the morning hard tide. Lennox threw the dory overside. When I came down from the wheelhouse, just Lennox made his dive. By the time he hit the wash, the dory was capsized. With nothing left to cling to, in my torture gaze, Lennox slowly slipped beneath the waves. I'll never know why I was spared and the others swept away. Now the teaser's drifting empty, death beneath her keel, and the souls of those who sailed her at the wheel. There's no one left on the teaser, though her ragged sails trapped the harbor again. There's only me who's still content, why the spirit haunts these waters.